Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Sit down with Garrett Whitlock. I've talked to Garrett Whitlock plenty of times, but what I didn't realize was his journey had a very, very real fork in the road, life fork in the road moment, not fork in the road moment in terms of I'm going to be good or I'm not going to be good. This was a fork in the road moment. It was I'm going to play baseball. I'm not going to play baseball. I thought this was striking, him talking about this and telling me this. All right. So I want to give you that conversation. Here you go. Here's Garrett Whitlock.
Garrett Whitlock, one of the finest human beings I know, and nobody I'd rather be talking to right now. But we were talking the other day about sort of we all have fork in the road moments in our career, and yours was obviously when the Red Sox picked you as Rule 5. But can you talk a little bit about leading up to that, about the decision that you had to make for your own life? Because playing baseball is hard, having a family is hard, you know, knowing where to go is hard, and sometimes you just think, hey man, this isn't happening, right?
Yeah, so it was honestly during 2020, like in the middle of COVID, because I got married to my wife in 2019, and I'd had TJ that July before that, so luckily I was out of the brace for the wedding. She was very happy for that. So went down for spring training in 2020, and you know, knew and understood I was going to rehab the whole year, and we were fine with that and everything. But once COVID hit and like the paycheck stopped coming because like we weren't playing baseball, and if you weren't at the alt site, you didn't get paid. So that was when it was like, oh wait, like I can't just like not work for an entire year after being on a minor league salary for, you know, the past 3 years. And it's not like I was,
which by the way, isn't that great to be in, right?
No, yeah, that was before they changed all the salary and everything, and I wasn't a big bonus baby and everything like that. So it's not like I was sitting on a lump of change in the bank. And so it was one of those where, you know, had to get three jobs to start making sure I could keep up with things.
During COVID.
Yeah, during COVID. I was working three jobs. Wife was still in school and college and everything. So it was one of those where... just looking at the bank account, looking at life, it was one of those where it was like, all right, like, I can keep going with baseball, but, like, we would have to probably go into debt and everything. So it was one of those where, you know, we just, like, I was looking at it like, man, like, do I need to give this up to, like, make sure I can provide for my family? And, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, all right, you know, once I got Rule 5, it was like, all right, like, I'm going to give this a chance because, like, hey, like, I've got a good chance, like, you know, to, like, make something out of this. And so it was just one of those where, like, we kind of gave it one last shot kind of things. But, yeah.
So the first question is, what were the three jobs?
So I was working a landscaping job, and then I was washing cars and parking cars, and then trying to give pitching lessons on the side, working for a travel ball team.
All during COVID, though.
Yeah.
So this isn't like, I would imagine landscaping's probably the easiest thing to execute.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, really?
Landscaping was the hardest.
Really?
Because, like, so the way it worked was, is landscaping, I would be out at the job site by about 6 a.m. And so I would do that one from 6 till about noonish, and then I'd go wash and park cars in the afternoon job at our Chevy dealership that was down the road. So I worked there in the afternoons, and then after that I would go lift and do my PT and everything in the afternoon around 5 o'clock is when I would work out, and then after that I would go to the travel ball and give coaching lessons and everything like that. And so I'd get home, I'd leave the house at probably like 5:20 in the morning, get home around 8:30, 8:45 at night.
So. And during this time, you're property of the Yankees,
yes.
Right? So you're property of the Yankees, but like you said, you don't really know what's going to happen. The Rule 5 is not till December, right? So we're talking about, we know what COVID was that year,
yeah.
For 9 months. And so when did you get married? I'm trying to get a timeline.
I got married in November of 2019.
2019. So, okay. So you had a few months before COVID, but then you go through it newlywed.
Yep.
You want to, and I get it, like, you're young, like, you think the weight of the world is on you because you are now a husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And so do you sit down with your wife and say at any time over the course of this, say that 9 months, while you're still working out, say, hey, listen, what do you think? You know, do you think I should keep going? I mean, in other words, do you have the Rocky II moment where she says and wakes up and says, when? Or?
No, that was when we were about, like, 5-6 months into marriage. So, you know, like, as any newlywed couple, our communication probably wasn't the best as it should have been.
Oh, so this is all circulating in your head.
Yeah, it was all in my head.
Yeah.
I told her later on after the fact, and she was like, listen, like, you should have told me, like, I didn't want you to have to do that all by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, but in the moment, like, I never once was like, hey babe, like, I'm thinking about, like, hanging it up just because, like, this is too much. Like, again, I told her after the fact, but never during the fact or anything like that. But no, I mean, she was great support during the whole thing, and like she recognized like what it was like for me and like for us going through all that. So it was just one of those things where, like, back then minor leaguers didn't get paid in the off season. So we got married, didn't collect a paycheck, we didn't get paid during spring training, so I hadn't collected a paycheck since the September before. So it was one of those where we went 8 months without collecting a paycheck. So I was like, all right, like, I gotta start working, like, and so that's when I did the three jobs.
So, hypothetical, you don't get picked by the Red Sox. You're still in the minor leagues with the Yankees, but you're not on the roster, right? What do you think that you would power through?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was one of those things where I really don't know, just because it was like, I think it was at that moment where it was going to have to be one of those decisions where it's like, hey, like,
if you don't get picked in Rule 5, which is, you know, as been well documented, you make the video, so you're hoping, but it was this weird situation where, you know, it worked out for the Red Sox, it worked out for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day, like, when having that day, being anxious about it?
I don't know if I was necessarily anxious. I was at the gym with the guys I was working out with, I remember that much, and they had turned it on to see if it would happen. Just because, like, the night before, my agent had called me and was just like, hey, I think there might be a good chance that you actually get taken. You know, there's been a lot of chatter and everything. So I think it was more of just, like, one of those where I wasn't really anxious, but I was just like, hey, like, you know, if God God's willing, then the best is rare, and we're all get selected kind of thing.
And then you do, and all of a sudden now the math adds up, right? You not only get paychecks, you get like a different level of paycheck. You get per diem and everything. I mean, and then it just, and then sort of it goes from there, and you get your contract and all that. And it really was, we talk about a fork in the road, but it was a fork in the road, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was very much a fork in the road. And again, I know my wife is probably, if she reads this, is just going to be like, I told you to tell me, like, quit making it seem like you did it on your own. But it was just,
have you
like,
told her? You've told her since.
Yeah, since then.
But it was, I didn't want to break any news.
I didn't tell her, like, obviously in the moment happening. It was, I think I told her probably like maybe June or July of 21, like middle of the season. It was just like, oh my gosh, like, remember like 6 months ago?
Yeah,
and she was like, you did what?
Well, I'm glad it's worked out. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.